It's a practice, though.
Listen, you're supposed to turn the button on. We've been going for 10 minutes, Dan. We've got to start again.
I just done my best stuff.
We were going for 1 minute.
We were going for 10, and I've just delivered some absolute gold.
This is 2024. Oh. Couple of blokes. And that's the start we get off to, Dan.
All right. We need to explain to the family what's just happened. We've just had a chat. You've had a chat. had forgotten to hit record.
I can't even remember what I said. Anyway, welcome back. Yeah. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
I can almost guarantee the start to this show will not be even close to how good it was a second ago. We were flying.
Can we still say Happy New Year, by the way?
No.
We're late January. It is late January, so I think until the end of January we can.
Okay.
So,
all right, okay.
I think it's all bullshit, by the way.
You're looking brown, Mark. You're looking brown, by the way.
You mongrel. We started by saying how good you look.
No, I'm brown. I am brown, but I've been away to the Whitsundays.
And you're thin. And you're relaxed.
I am relaxed.
But, and you've got less wrinkles.
But I went away for 8 days.
And your beard's looking magnificent.
Yeah, I got my beard on too.
Well, have you had another colonic over the break?
No colonic. Oh, well, technically, no.
Jeez, what else has been up there?
Well, if you see what happened. So we got a 40-foot catamaran.
I told you it was a habit.
We're coming out of Airlie Beach. I get the hour and a half lesson, away we go. We're out for 8 days.
Lesson on what?
On how to drive the boat.
You only need an hour and a half lesson to get on a boat to go around the Whitsundays.
I've done boating before, so I
know. What sort of an operation is that?
I know boats. All right, so I know boats. Anyway, so we head out. Perfect night, the first one. Nara Inlet, it's like milk. Like calm as calm. We sleep like kittens.
The ocean's like milk.
No, but we're in an inlet. So it's like. It's like a pond. Like a pond.
Yeah, nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
So then we go around to this other place called Mackerel Bay or Saba Bay. And
are there a lot of mackerel in that bay?
Yes, there are. Right. Caught a couple.
Well, that makes sense.
But the funny thing was, at 3 o'clock every day, you get the radio, you get the guy doing the weather.
Right.
So, and they said, make sure you listen to it, because if a storm's blowing up, it gives you time to get to the next spot. Clear night, no storms. There's a 15% chance of a storm, which is 15%.
What's the saying? Is it orange at night? Sailor's delight.
Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in morning, sailor's a warning.
Ooh.
So we've got a red sky.
Right.
So at 3 o'clock, everything's going to be fine. So light northerly winds, 5 to 10 knots, lowering towards the afternoon. So we buckle in for the afternoon. We get on the source, we start having, at 8 o'clock that night, the wind starts picking up a little bit.
How much sauce did you drink at this stage?
I'm 20 in. I'm 20.
So you're good as gold.
I'm good as gold. Yes. So then the wind changes from north to easterly, and it's hitting us side on. So our catamaran's going side on. Everything in the boat's starting to break.
Bloody hell.
Like glasses are flying everywhere.
Bloody hell.
And that goes for 6 hours. This storm for 6 hours, and we have 300 mil of rain.
And you're 20 beers in.
And I'm 20 beers in.
Did it sort of make an appearance? It was shocking.
So then we wake up. Yeah. I wake up after an hour of sleep. Yeah. I then lift the anchor up. The anchor doesn't come up. The anchor's jammed. We're stuck. I'm saying QIC. This is my boat was called Levant. QIC, this is Levant. I need some help.
I wish it was CQ.
No answer. Because they're not on the radio till 9 o'clock. This is 5:30 in the morning because it gets light up there really early.
Bloody hell, this is serious.
So then I do what any good skipper would do. I go to the manual and I start reading as a skipper would. I learn how to bypass the anchor. So I get this switch, I do thing, blah, blah, bang, the anchor starts working. So we finally get out. And I said, right, when we get out, make sure you turn right.
Is that the starboard?
The starboard. Yes. So turn right.
Turn to starboard.
Then we run aground. We hit the coral. So then I got taught how to get off the coral. So get off the coral. Anyway, so we finally get out.
There's coral in Mackerel Bay.
Oh, yeah. Lots of coral. Good snorkeling. Very good snorkeling.
Nice homes for the mackerel. Lots of fish, like the Dory and makes sense.
Nemo and all those fish are up there. Yeah. So we get out. So then we go around. We go past Hamilton Island around to this place called Turtle Bay, which is like the most amazing bay right near the Sun.
Don't tell me there's lots of turtles in Turtle Bay.
We saw one.
Saw one turtle.
There were three $3 million boats in there, like just big banking boat. So I thought, this is going to be safe. So get the weather again at 3 o'clock, clear skies.
All right.
I thought, beauty. At midnight, we had 500 mil. The wind came in. All the portholes in the boat are leaking.
Right.
So the boat's falling apart.
Yeah.
We wake up. I've had 2 hours sleep. This is New Year's Eve. So New Year's Day comes. I ring up. I said, we're coming back in. No answer. So we get in there because it's New Year's Day.
Oh, no.
So because we said enough is enough. We've had two nights of hell. We've barely slept. Yeah. So we're coming in.
We're 40 cans in.
Finally, QIC, this is Levant. We're coming back into Airlie Beach. Can you please advise us of which one? They said the marina's shut.
No, it can't be.
It's New Year's Day. It's the only day of the year they're shut. You're going to have to stay out for another night. I said, no way. They said, there's a mooring out the front. You can put the boat there, get the tender going. So we moored out the front. We went through all the accommodation in Airlie Beach. There was one room left in the whole of Airlie Beach on New Year's Day.
One room?
It was $1,900.
How many of you?
Two.
Thank God.
So we take it.
Yeah, of course you do.
And then we reorganise our flights, which cost us another $600 to get home early.
Yeah.
We then get to...
How good was the room for $1,900?
Three-bedroom. It was all right. It was okay. It was okay.
So it tells it
but
apart.
We'd had enough.
Yeah, okay.
We're there for 8 days. We lasted three. And you get off and you're rocking and you've still got the sea legs and all that sort of stuff. So we get to Airlie Beach. We get to the Airlie Airport and we're about to fly out. The plane leaves because there's one plane in, one plane out.
Hang on. Airlie Airport?
Yeah, Airlie Beach.
Airlie Beach hasn't got
well, it's Proserpine.
Oh, Proserpine.
It's Proserpine, which is just down the road.
Yeah.
So we get to Proserpine. The plane lands. They start getting luggage off. The biggest storm you have ever seen comes through.
You can't leave.
We can't leave for 3 hours because of lightning.
Oh, my
God. Seriously? You can get luggage off the air.
Yeah, you can.
There's no way the lightning's going to hit a bunch of bags. Anyway, so the way 3 hours. So we finally get to Brisbane late that night. We're supposed to leave at 3, left at 6, get there at 8.30.
Yeah.
Can't get from Brisbane to Melbourne.
So this is an ordeal.
So then we have to spend another night in Brisbane, which is another $600. Then we get
you're slumming it, Brizzy Queen. Slumming it.
It was at the Ibis next door to the airport. Like there was no rooms.
The fucking Ibis, please.
Come on.
Hang on. Was there Ibises there?
No, there wasn't. And that's the biggest con of all time. So then we finally get home 2 days later. We dropped $2,000 or $3,000 just in crap.
Yeah.
It is just, you know, you can't. I learned a valuable lesson.
Go on, what is it?
You don't go to Queensland in the middle of December or January. I thought that was the best time to go, but it's the wet season.
No.
I'm an idiot.
No.
I am a dead set idiot.
Do that. That's what's wrong with us people in Melbourne. We bitch and complain about the weather all year. And then finally the good stuff comes and we all leave.
We all leave.
It's a joke.
What about the humidity in Queensland? I forgot about humidity. Oh, yeah.
It's December disgusting. It's the worst time. December, January is the worst time for humidity.
I chafe normally. Gee whiz.
Did you have to throw your clothes away?
Oh.
It's disgusting.
Oh, and then I took a bottle of wine up there and it broke in my bag.
Of course it did.
So I had red wine my old suitcase. So to be honest, my holidays weren't great, but I got 3 days of sun.
But you look fantastic.
Thank
anyway.
You, mate. How was yours?
Just worked away. So I'm sore. I'm bloody sore.
Well, from working?
I don't know.
You do radio. What do you got, sore lungs or sore?
Everything.
You're old.
Mate, I've got the slightest sore. 54. I've got this thing going up here. I went to the chiropractor. I said, no, you're not going to fix that. Damien goes, bang, fixed it. They're amazing.
Hey, can I mention Damien?
Please.
Our coro?
Yeah. The Superman. I'm about to tell the story.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to tell the story.
I don't want to be a superhero, but we've got a superhero who looks after our backs.
Well, a superhero chiro.
Yeah, superhero chiropractor.
Does that a chiro is the one who crack like they make it crack?
Yeah, they're more manipulation. But
he's pretty scary.
So he's a member of Kingston Heath and a friend, and we know him through.
That's right.
Through different friends.
So through those storms, they travelled down from Turtle Bay all the way down to Kingston Heath Golf Club. They're all kicked off the course because it's lightning. So a few of them go, well, stuff this, we're going to go hit a few golf balls on the driving range. So they go and hit a few golf balls on the driving range. And there is this pergola over the front entrance. And if you are familiar with the Montague Street Bridge, this young bloke in a truck has come in and the truck was too tall for the Kingston Heath pergola. And it got smashed underneath it.
Ooh. Like the Montague. Like that.
Yeah. They've just gone bang straight into it. Made the biggest noise. Anyway, these two blokes on the driving range hitting balls in the lightning have heard the noise. And they're going, what the hell is that? So they've peeked their head around the big hedge.
Yep.
They've poked their head around the hedge and they have not only seen the truck backing out and pieces of paling falling to the ground, They then see the truck piss off.
You're doing a runner.
Oh. He reverses out and he goes out the front gate. So what'd they do?
Set the plate?
No.
They didn't just go into the office and say, we saw it.
No.
They got into their cars and started hurtling down Kingston Road, and they caught up with him. Anyway, because there were two cars, one car was, you know, they went to the side and they're going, pull over. He wouldn't do it. So one guy
got in front.
The other guy got behind and they wedged him in and stopped. And then they frog marched him back to Kingston Heath.
Citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
How good is that?
Damien Christoph.
He's a
Superman.
I don't want to be a superhero, but he is.
That is heroic.
Cape off.
Mate, I went and got my... Anyway, I was joking when I went in there. I said, where's your cape? He went to the front counter and brought back a Superman cape.
Yes!
And he was doing my back for the rest of everything else in a Superman cape.
Oh, that is so good.
What a genius.
So why are you feeling so sore and like old and stuff?
I'm just getting old. You must be feeling it too, mate. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
It's a joke now. I'm living on Voltaren. Something's wrong. I'm eating Voltaren like Smarties.
I fell down the stairs today.
What happened?
I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. I'm walking down the stairs. And you know when you wake up in the morning, your feet are shiny?
Yes.
You know, they're shiny.
I know that feeling.
They're shiny.
Yep.
No, I don't know what that means. What do you mean?
Well, your feet are shiny, like because you've been, you haven't been.
You can slip on the carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, their feet are a bit slippery and smooth.
Yeah, they're shiny. So I'm walking down, bang. Thank God.
But hang on, the feet went from under you?
No, the feet went forward because I slipped. Thank God my knee didn't get stuck, but I put the right arm down because that's my strong arm.
Yeah.
Not my left arm. My strong arm is my right arm.
It always was.
Oh, and I've done my shoulder. I've done my manila folder. I've got the same thing you've got, that bloody muscle that goes up there.
It's a tendon.
So then I jumped. I thought, oh, this is sore. So I jumped in the shower. I had a shower. And you know, you get the towel to rub on your back.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I kept dropping the towel.
So you've got this tendon that goes up the side of your arm, then goes underneath the shoulder blade and gets stuck into it.
Oh, it's shocking.
Cortisone
time. But I can't even get out of bed now. And I'm not, you know, this is a couple of blokes who are pretty old. Well, I'm 51, you're 54.
54.
You look 48.
Thanks,
I look
buddy.
56. But I'm struggling to get out of bed.
Yeah. You?
I'm struggling to tie my shoelaces.
I got a remedial massage the other day because I had a sore shoulder as well.
Yeah.
So, and I don't get them often. That's my second one ever.
Hang on, that's not your shoulder.
No,
that's your trap.
What do you mean? No,
that's a trap up here. That's your shoulder. That's a trap.
And Dr. Allen.
We come from a long history of professional sport.
Yes,
we know our muscle groups and where massages are very, very valuable and when they are not.
Hawks, what would you have called that, a trap or a shoulder?
Trap.
Trap.
It's an easy trap for you to fall into if you're pointing in the wrong spot.
Okay.
But is it all right?
Yeah, it was. So this lady did it and she had an elbow and she dug it in. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Did you feel the knot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It really hurt. I reckon I had tears welling up in my eyes.
Was she a Thai woman? No, in all seriousness, because Thai massages are unbelievable for remedial massages.
She was an Asian lady. I don't know where she was from. I tell you what she did though. She got the elbow and then she held it and dug it in and then she held it there for like maybe 10 seconds.
Oh, nice.
The best.
And I desperately wanted it to finish.
Did she walk on your back?
No.
Could you feel the knot disappear?
I don't know if I could feel it disappear, but I could feel it moving. It was very bizarre because I'm not big on massages. I don't like them.
Oh, I love them. I love walk on back.
No.
I always say, you walk on back?
Well, you mean as in stand on your back?
Stand on your back. Get the rails up the top. They hold on the rails and they walk on your back and just crack the absolute bejesus out of you.
Jeez.
Safety regulations, those rails?
I think so.
I would imagine these days.
Well, if you get in there and she's wearing a helmet, you know that she's only new out.
Well, especially if they use the massage oil and they go.
They always walk on your back first, and then after they've manipulated it, that's when they get the oil out.
I don't know.
So how do you guys go with whippersnipping? Because I find that a little bit.
You go from Thai massages to whippersnipping.
No, well, this is important because I know exactly what you're feeling.
I don't know what you're saying here.
Well, because you're on a very slight lean.
Oh.
You lean over just a little like that, and it's quite uncomfortable.
And to do a good job, you've got to remain in that position for quite some time.
And you've got to hold it very straight.
That's right. Okay. Mum, I'm telling
you. Are you on the edges? Okay.
I reckon I'd love some feedback. I reckon a lot of blokes have whippersnipper back. I reckon a lot of blokes do. What are you laughing at?
I've seen your yard. You're using the whippersnipper for no more than 4 minutes.
And I still get the back.
I had half an acre.
It's very...
You got 4 minutes of whippersnippering.
It's a very strange position you find yourself in when you are, you know, shaping a piece of art.
You know when you've got the vacuum cleaner out, right? And you know the vacuum cleaner has a different length end you can use. Why don't they have that with whippersnippers? Well, it's not a first world problem, but surely they've got a length... They could lengthen the whippersnipper for a bloke my size or...
Haven't you got a whippersnipper that can tilt the head?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same sort of thing.
I want the shaft to be longer.
We all do.
No, but if the shaft's longer, you wouldn't have the whippersnipper issue.
I think mine is extendable.
Well, have you extended it?
Are we still talking about whippersnippers?
Yes, we are. Yes.
I have, but I don't think it helps.
No, it does. It would help because you'd be standing up straight.
Well... Does a whippersnipper need a little wheel, a guide wheel?
Oh, no, that's only if you're doing the edge. You've got good hand eye.
Yeah, I do.
You can balance the whippersnipper easily.
I do, and you've seen my lawn. It's a work of art. But to remain like that for 5 or 6 minutes...
Yes.
It does put you out.
Oh, come on.
It does, Ox.
I am with you, but the thing that's jumping out at me here as well is this is, as you said before, Ox, a genuine first world problem. I reckon... We should explore more of those this year.
First world problems.
I've got a pocket full.
I'll give you one right off the top.
I'll do it after the break.
We need an opener, though.
Yeah, good one. I like this. I like the way you think.
What do you mean, an opener?
Well, because it's going to sound like whinging, really, isn't it? It's first world problems. First world problems.
Yeah. Well, they are big problems.
You got great stuff, but there's an issue. We need like a intro.
Intro. Oh, okay,
that suggests that this is big time.
Well, Daz has got an intro.
Well, why don't we get Daz to try and whip something up in the break, and we'll see what he comes up with. We'll come out of the break with some first world problems, and hopefully he has whipped up something special for us.
Perfect.
I'll be very critical if he stuffs this up. I just want you to know.
No, he doesn't stuff things up.
That's a first world problem.
Oh, except actually. The mo. That was a mistake.
That was a stupid, stupid error.
Thank God it's gone. All right, we'll do that next.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco, and as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode, and it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
Hey, I was driving with my daughter. She's on her L's at the moment.
How's she going?
She's killing it.
Is she a good driver, in all honesty?
Better than my wife. Sorry, Trish. Already, she's a star.
Is she a star?
Yeah, but I was going down old Dandenong Road, coming up to the big IKEA, but that's where E&S Trading is, right?
Yeah.
That's where they do their best work.
Lots of their good work there.
Mate, all the stuff, all the seconds, we get 70% off.
My Bosch dryer that I got pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
My goodness me, has that copped a hiding?
I'm glad it's working well.
It's working beautifully.
Anyway, so I'll look over to the left and have a look at E&S Trading.
Busy.
Full parking lot.
Wow.
Absolutely chockers.
Well, it's
people
good.
Marching things out the front
Lovely.
Door.
Lovely. Well done, Robbie, and the team down at E&S.
They are absolutely flying. Make sure you get down
good
there.
Supporters of ours too.
Absolutely. And they're on board for 2024.
Unbelievable. Now, Marco.
Yeah, well,
I'm not a social media giant, as you're probably aware. I tweet probably two or three times a year.
You were a giant halfway through last year, though.
Yeah.
What were you, about 140 keeps?
Oh, I was 140, whatever.
You look at
But I appreciate
now.
You getting involved with all our listeners.
Yeah.
And what you do is if they follow us on our show, which we've got a few followers now, you follow them back.
That's right, because they're part of our family.
Do you look at everybody you follow back?
Yeah.
You do?
Yep.
Do you realise that you are following a lot of cam girls at the moment?
What's a cam girl?
Girls that fish the internet for suckers, gullible older blokes like you, so that they can get people hooked into their socials.
These
are girls who are flashing boobs and bum and that sort of stuff, and you every time one of them likes our show, you follow them.
I just thought a lot of girls were on, you know, enjoying what we do.
Oh no, there are, but those aren't. I'll hazard a guess. Those ones have never once listened to our show.
I didn't realise. I just thought they're going to be part of our family. So if they're part of our family, they're part of our family, and I follow back.
No. So Ox makes a good point here. So I think the takeaway here is just be careful who you follow.
Right. Yep. They're not prostitutes or anything.
No, I don't think so, no.
What are they then? They just show pictures of themselves.
Have you
heard of OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Well, that's what these girls are.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So
how do you know they're not listening to our show? Maybe our sort of stuff genre just appeals to that.
Because they're
sort
not
of
having
woman.
They're not having a problem getting a couple of blokes.
Now, I reckon before we lose our podcast license, Daz has just given me a nod over there. He's got an intro.
All right.
We want to hear it. This is our first world problem intro.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Every year of every day, thousands of people fall victim to FWP.
First world problems.
Here go again with your first world problems.
Yeah, I don't mind that. That's good.
Very nice. Very nice.
First good thing he's done.
Can
for
I
a long
give
time.
You my first world problem?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm a bit of a shopper for vegetables and fruits and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I go into my two shopping centres are Woolworths and Aldi.
Why do you go to Woolworths?
I don't know.
Is there a reason?
It's the closest one to my house, okay, but I like Aldi better. Aldi is better, but it's further drive.
Oh, it's good. It's different.
This is a first world problem.
Advertising.
That is so good. That is so good, Mark. I didn't even get it. Over my head. You've come in with 2024 with some slogans. Well done.
Okay.
And it's that. Mind you, Aldi are good.
They're different.
But their slogan is good. So I walked into into Woolworths the other day.
Yeah.
And as I walked in there, there's a big sign up there. Oh. And it's selling, I think they were donuts or coffee scrolls or some pastry.
Nice. It would have been, once upon a time, you would have had a tough...
Absolutely. So when you walk in,
yeah,
the Woolies is a big Woolies, and this sign would be 10 foot. Now, let's go 3 metres by 3 metres, a big square thing.
Wow. They're not messing around.
And they said 2 for 1 or whatever the deal was.
Coffee scrolls?
Yep.
Or donuts?
And you know what they had, and this is a first world problem. You know what they had in the caption down the bottom?
What?
Not the actual size.
Well, what?
Not the actual size.
Yeah.
So they had a picture. So if the sign was 3 metres by 3 metres, I imagine the donut was 2 metres by 2 metres.
It was a metre and a half by a metre and a half.
And they thought it was important
to put a sign under it saying not the actual size. Now seriously.
God.
Do you reckon someone's ever walked in there and said, I'll have two of them. I want two of them. Now, if you think I'm lying, we're going to put it out on socials because I've actually taken a photo of it.
Oh, good.
That is how ridiculous, that is a first world problem.
That is a first world problem.
Because I am not going into Woolworths unless I get a donut that is 1.5 metres by 1.5 metres.
My goodness.
That's the world today.
No, it's a ripper.
Have you got a marker?
Yeah. I've got the new car from Lexus of Blackburn.
Oh.
Big thank you to Andrew Moore and Jerry.
Apparently mine's not turning up for a while.
Everybody's down there. It's an EV. It's a hybrid.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
And I'm driving a ute.
That's right. The old ES that I had from Lexus, which was a petrol car, I did 500 clicks and had to fill it up.
Well done.
Not bad. This car, I can only put 40 litres in. It's got a small tank.
Yeah.
And I'm getting 900 clicks.
You're joking.
Per fill. The car is magnificent.
Yeah.
It also hooks up to Apple CarPlay.
Oh, nice.
Without a wire. It just does it. Bluetooth. Beautiful. You get in the car, bang. Apple CarPlay on. It's perfect. Magnificent. You see the traffic. You can do whatever. You can listen to podcasts.
Oh, cool. What is this?
You're doing that on purpose.
No, I'm not. We'll come back to that.
Hello. Who's there?
Tracy. How are you?
Oh, g'day, Trace.
Hello, Tracy.
How'd you get our hotline number, by the way? It's supposed to be a secret.
This is the bat line.
I don't know. I think some radio guru helped me send it to me.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay. What's on your mind, Trace?
Well, just want to say good to hear you back on the air because I really missed you in the afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
Nice of you to say.
Trace, you're not a cam girl, are you? Boy, because Marco's been following. Marco's been following every cam girl that follows our show.
No.
Sorry. Sorry, Trace.
That's all right. But I've got one thing to say to you, Ox.
Yes.
Norman the dog.
Oh, the sausage dog?
He is not a sausage dog.
What is he?
He is a dachshund.
Oh, it's a dachshund.
Oh,
it is
okay.
A duck. They're a poor man's sausage dog, aren't they?
No, they are a badger hound. That's their ancestor's job description.
Well, the problem is with dachshounds. They eat everything. There is nothing they don't eat. They eat plastic bags if they could.
Well, a little dog like that.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
That's why they're all chubby.
Are you saying dachshund? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, dachshund.
See, he's
dachshund.
German. He's German. He knows all that stuff. Oh, okay. He's not David Schwartz.
Exactly,
he's David
right.
Schwartz.
Yeah.
Have you got one, Trace?
No, I grew up with him. Now I'm a family dog.
Was he a hunter? Because they were actually bred to, I think, get rats and rabbits and...
I thought they were pointer dogs too, weren't they?
Nah.
No.
These were going down burrows and down aisles.
Yes. Well, like a ferret.
Yeah, well, a bit like a ferret.
Yes,
but were they chasing rats in the early days? Like,
I'm not sure, but I think they were bred in such a way that they got longer to get down the holes. And this is why they have really bad back.
There you go.
Oh, okay,
but they do eat everything, don't they?
Yes.
Shockers.
They are cute, but I get nuts when I hear sausage dog because it's like, please, they are duck dogs.
All right. I take it back. And Terry, who's got that dog friend of mine, when you take a dachshund for a walk, they can't even step over rocks. Like their guts gets dragged on. They've got feet about an inch high.
So how do they get in the front door if there's like a little stoop there or something?
Oh, trouble. Trouble, they get belly rash.
Yeah. So they're quite aggressive too. They can be aggressive, can't they?
Oh, they can go.
Yeah.
They can go, the little buggers.
Are they angry dogs, are they, Trace?
They can be. I've got a friend whose dogs just yap the whole time.
Oh, goodness mate. Hey, Trace, have you taken any Christmas tree yet?
Never put it up.
Oh, well, you're into the spirit. Well done.
Good on you, Trace.
Plenty of rant here have been up since October, so.
Oh, beautiful.
You sound like a ripper to us,
Well,
Trace.
Have a good new year.
Before I go, have you heard from Darren from the custody centre?
Oh, he must be out by now.
I think he is out.
I think he is out. We'll track down Darren.
Hang on, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, he's a caller.
We'll explain to you. We'll explain to you a bit later on.
Okay.
Tracy, thank you, Trace.
No worries. Good to hear you.
Good on you, Trace. When we were doing the run home, Darren used to call in from the custody centre.
Only one phone call a week.
He's one call a week to call the run home.
Oh, that's amazing. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The run home. Geez, that show's improved lately.
Yeah, it's great.
Really,
it's a ripper.
Hey, by the way, I think we need an intervention before we get back to your first world problem.
Yeah, we do.
Can you never ask our female callers if they're a cam girl? It's just not cool.
It's not good.
Really?
It's not good.
I thought it was an obvious question.
No, I don't think it is.
I can hear it in her voice that she wasn't offended. Yeah, you've got to be able to see, Dan. This is what experience is, right? This is what experience is. When you know your people, when you're speaking to your people, you know when you can ask that question to a certain person.
Yeah, you've got that ability.
Tracy was up for it.
Tracy seemed lovely.
You've got that ability. I'll give you that.
But she's not a cam girl.
No, and that's a good
thing. She could be. With one flick of the switch.
Don't say that.
Okay, where were you? First
right
of all,
so I got the car. It's magnificent. 40 litres.
Bluetooth. You
90.
Got Bluetooth. You got no
it's,
leads.
It's unbelievable.
Apple Car. Apple Care.
So I'll be just.
No, what is it? Car. Apple Car.
Apple Car.
CarPlay.
Apple CarPlay.
It's called CarPlay.
Apple CarPlay. So it's on. And I look up. And I like 3D on my Apple.
What do you mean 3D?
Well, when it shows you the map of where you're driving around, I don't like seeing the flat mat. That's like caveman stuff. I want to see what's ahead of me. I want to see buildings with shadows.
And this is first world trouble. Mate, yeah, this is.
And this is how good Apple CarPlay is. The shadows move depending on the time of day. That's fair income. You've got to have a look next time. So if the sun is over
there. See, I've got a beautiful Toyota Hilux. Yeah. And guess what?
No Apple CarPlay?
Apple CarPlay 3D from the minute I turn the car on.
There you go. There you go. So,
well, Toyota and Lexus are the same car.
Of course they are.
Well, how come I've got it and you haven't?
I don't know, but it's starting to shit me. A lot.
It's a first world problem.
I'm telling you.
You want shadows.
I want shadows. I want 3D.
Can we get Andrew Moore on? It might be just a little flick of the switch, a bit like the cam girl. Flick of the switch and it's on.
I do think it's probably just a setting.
It's got to be a setting.
I've been through the settings. There is no 3D setting. There's none.
Yeah.
It should just, you know what should happen? Wherever you left it, wherever you turned the car off last time, that's where it starts. Whatever the apps you've got up, that's it. Mine shuffle all over the joint.
Well, I don't know. Well, you know you're talking about filling up your car.
Yeah.
What is it, 40 litres in the last for 900
40 cars? 40 litres, 900 clicks.
Okay.
So around town.
My goodness.
Around town.
So I'm driving the Toyota Hilux, yes. Thanks to Andrew Moore. Yeah. Beautiful car.
I love it. It suits you.
It's about $120 to fill up, and I fill it up every two or three days. Yeah, it's about 65 litres.
$250 a week for petrol.
Yeah, well, I drive up and down every day up the highway.
Okay, fair enough.
First world problem. Is there any danger that Mr. APCO or Mr. Ampol or Mr. BP can get the petrol to go into the tank quicker? Like, seriously.
It's 2024.
Well, why sit outside for 3 minutes waiting for you to fill up? If they want, just because you can get the big truck ones that fill up the trucks in, you know, they do 2 litres a second. Just get it in there quicker.
Now, it seems to me, once upon a time when you used to fill your car with super, you know, that had a bigger nozzle. And then to know the difference, they came out with a small nozzle for unleaded. And we're still using that stupid small nozzle.
Get the bigger nozzle.
Let's piss off super and it should be all unleaded and go back to the big nozzle.
What if all servos had those ones they use at the Formula One or the V8s?
Oh, imagine that.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, like just whoop.
Filled up in 10 seconds. That's it.
Unbelievable.
Just a block of 40 litres comes out a second.
It's a first world problem.
It's a point of difference for a servo company, though. If they do it, they'll get all the business.
Yeah,
another first world problem, why is it called a service station?
There's no service.
There's no service there anymore. In the old days, you used to come out and polish your tyres and give you a shine your hood.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Just a rip-off station now.
No, you just walk in there now and then you go into the fill up, you go in there, you pay for your petrol and they go, do you want any chocolates with that?
You go, of course.
Of course I want chocolates.
Two-for-one deal.
Two-for-one. Well, if you buy 15 packets, you get one for free.
I'm in.
Some still come out and do the petrol for you, though.
No, they don't. Tell me where.
I'll tell you exactly where. There's a servo just around the corner from the Box Hill Golf Club.
Are you kidding me?
On
Station Road.
And the guy that comes out and does that. It's an independent. He comes out and fills your car up.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to drive from Bowen Heads to there tomorrow and I'm going to go there.
You should.
Are you fair dinkum?
I am absolutely fair dinkum.
I want video footage.
And he's a lovely guy too.
Well, let's look after him. In fact, why don't we get him on the show and ask him why he's the only bloke in the whole world giving service at a service station?
I will find out his name and number and we'll do it.
Done.
Time for some feedback?
You want some feedback?
I would love some holiday-spirited feedback. Oh, yeah.
Well, this is holiday-spirited, this first one, because over the break we reposted something from a company called DC Cartel. Now, DC Cartel make bespoke crispy chili oil, and it's amazing.
What do you mean, crispy chili oil?
Mate, so you put it in the scrambled eggs.
How do you get crispy oil?
Well, the chilies are crispy in there. They make
What's the name of the company?
DC Cartel.
Sounds like they're trafficking cocaine.
Yeah, it sounds like they're from Colombia.
It's a bit edgy, some of their advertising, but it's incredible.
Please, one more time.
If you like crispy chili oil, DC Cartel.
DC Cartel.
Check them out. They're great. Right. Anyway, we reshared a post from them which said, over this Christmas period, in the holiday period for the shopping period, every person who works in retail should be allowed to fight one customer per day.
Done.
So good.
I'm in. Let's legislate that.
Yeah, done.
It's a good idea.
Is their slogan, oils ain't oils?
No.
Okay. No, it's not. Is that Valvoline?
Something like that. And we had a bit of feedback on that. Ashburton Lotto, who comments regularly, I'm in retail and I reckon at least one a day I'd fight.
Yeah.
So if you're going to Ashburton Lotto, then...
good on you, Ash.
He's up for it.
Burton.
Jake reckons it's more than fair. And Trickster has said, this is actually pretty funny, Trickster has said, 100% there are so many arsehat customers around.
Arsehat. great term.
It's a great term.
Fabulous.
Who are those people running around at the moment?
Sovereign citizens.
Sovereign citizens.
Arsehats.
Now, with a sovereign citizen, unlimited.
Yeah.
If you're a copper and you pull over a sovereign citizen, you should be able to pull the baton out straight away.
Unlimited.
And just flog them.
They are such tools.
Taser.
Tools. I like one the other day.
Stop sticks.
She had the video on. She had the video on and she was being tough about being a sovereign citizen. She had fake plates on because, you know, she's got her own plates because she lives in the state.
Of course.
The copper booked her on about seven things that ended up being $2,500.
No,
suck a fat one.
You got to talk about
I've never been more upset and then more happy about a sovereign citizen copping it.
Just after Christmas, on the last pod of last year, you guys were talking about road trips.
Yes.
Stewie wrote in and said, we had a road trip in 1982 in a Commodore with my two brothers. It was brutal. Adelaide to the sunny coast in 3 days with WrestleMania in the back seat with us.
Oh,
and Dad, no air conditioning back then.
All seat belts.
Not a Commodore.
And Dad accidentally left us on the roadside in hay for a moment.
How do you forget your kids?
Imagine that moment when Dad's driven off.
I've actually one day went to pick up my daughter from childcare.
Oh, yeah, tell this story.
I went to pick her up from childcare. I'm on the phone.
She's 4 years old.
She's 4 years old, and I've driven off, and I've gone to get her in the back seat when I got home. It's only about the corner. She wasn't there. Where is she? I came back, and she's still sitting on the chair. I've forgotten her.
Again, you rocked up. You walked in.
I rocked up. Got on my phone. Got out of the car. Got on my phone. Jumped back in my car, thinking I'd put her in the car, and I hadn't put her in the car.
Jeez, father of the year, right there.
Anyway, she was four.
She
knows what she's doing.
Toughened her up.
Alan Kirker's message. Happy New Year, boys.
Kirky.
You are awesome. I always get a laugh and a smile when I'm listening.
Good on you, Kirky. Good.
This is a good one. I like this one.
Do they call him Captain?
Captain.
Captain Kirk, yeah, they might. Marco, this is from Matt McKay.
Right.
Matt has said...
Oh, Macca.
Macca has said, want to say thank you, Marco. Ooh. I just booked a colonoscopy. I can't say that word.
Colonoscopy.
It's a
hard word to say.
So when Marco first got discovered he had bowel cancer, he was doing talks, right?
Don't say it.
And for the first six talks, I let him go. He was calling them colonoscopies. And I said to him, I said, Marco, you know they're called colonoscopies. He goes, no, they're not. They're colonoscopies. I said, they're not. You're not getting your colon fixed. It's your colon.
No, Corinthian colonists.
The Romans. And the other funny thing you say, and I've never brought you up on this one.
What is it?
He goes, because you tell him about, you know, some of the symptoms, and he goes, yeah, I wiped myself and I had red blood. Only one colour blood. You do it all the time. I love it. You go wipe and there was red blood there. Well, you don't get yellow blood or blue blood.
I was looking for the blue stuff's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, blue blood, no worries.
You're a funny bastard.
I feel better about completely screwing up colonoscopy now. That's a very hard word. Anyway, Matt says, I've listened to you and Ox for years, and in the last few weeks there's been reason to address this, which I probably wouldn't have done if it wasn't for hearing your story.
Good boy.
Which is great.
Let us know how it turns out either way.
Yep.
You're part of the family.
Actually,
well done, Matt.
Grumpy, my friend, you know Grumpy.
Yeah, I know Grumpy.
His old man just passed away with bowel cancer. And his old man said before he passed, he said, go and get yourself checked. Went and got checked and
symptom. It's a family heritage in bowel cancer is a symptom, many symptoms.
So well done. Well done. He's got the help that he needed.
I got another kit in the mail the other day.
Good on you.
Last week, another one.
You turned 50 again.
Yeah, but I don't know why I got another one. When do you get...
Every 5 years. Are you 55?
Are you 55? No, I'm 52. What's going on there?
Don't know.
They know something.
Okay.
Maybe.
Wow.
Big brother.
Thanks, mate. From Noah in Melbourne, Noah has said, listening to Mark and Ox, each podcast is bloody good listening. I find the banter and humour top-notch. Mixed up with someone else, I think.
Yeah.
The pod you do is beneficial for my mental health and makes me laugh all the time. As a mental health nurse, father and middle-aged man, your pod is great.
Good man.
Good on you, Noah.
Very nice. And this one's a question for you from Adrian.
Oh, we're good at questions.
Yes. This is a good one too. I like this one. Adrian has written in and said, "Boys, I received last month a Christmas card from a mate of mine with a picture of him and his family in dress-ups. Can I still be mates with him?"
Yep. I love that stuff.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. What sort of dress-up? Were they dressed up as cowboys and Indians?
Doesn't
or
say.
They...
He would have Christmas.
Was
stuff
it
like
in Christmas? You know, if it was just Christmas card, they're all wearing jumpers.
Like
and stuff,
DJ. Man. Like DJ and Paulina.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if, yeah, that's right. By the way, have you seen the Dustin Johnson, Paulina Gretzky Christmas card to their friends and family?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Can we post it?
Yes.
We'll
think,
post it.
I think we have to.
If that's the sort of dress up, we're all for it.
See. Paulina Gretzky in Another Life was a young lady who...
Wayne Gretzky's daughter, the greatest of all time of ice hockey.
She was an aspiring model and the Christmas...
Was she a cam girl? I don't think so, but she could have quite easily.
We've got to draw a line in the sand with the cam girl stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the one following them.
Anyway, her dress and her shoes and stockings in a family Christmas photo defy all logic.
Yep.
And I think our family should have a good look at what was going on at the Johnson family Christmas.
I like DJ.
So back to Adrian's question, I think what you're saying
is... Yes, we
is
can be friends.
It's okay depending on what the dress-up is.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I agree.
Your one last on Boxing Day was great, by the way. You were strawny.
Oh, I went astrawny.
I was a ripper.
Have you seen Ox's dress-up? Because you know when he calls you now, have you seen the picture that comes up?
Yes.
Talking about dress ups.
For the family listening, when Ox calls, I'll post a photo of this.
Post a photo.
We need a photo of that. We need a photo of the Johnson Christmas card. Yeah. What else do we need?
I don't know. And I'll send the photo out of the donut.
Yes, please.
Oh, the donut.
So the three things.
check on the socials. We won't even say what it is. We'll put the photo there that Ox has as his profile photo.
My ringtone photo.
That's it for the first show of the year, guys.
No, joke of the year.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
first
yeah.
joke of the year.
Spin the wheel. Have we got a new wheel? This one goes clockwise.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, I'd like the anti-clockwise one.
Okay, well, we can switch it back.
I don't think we can.
It's only one bolt.
Well, you'll have to spin it this year. I'll use the other arm.
Oh, my arm's no good. I fell down the stairs.
Here we go. It's Christmas, Jack.
A Christmas joke in January.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, your Christmas tree's still up. When's it coming down?
I thought it was a cam girl's joke.
I thought sausage dog.
Hang on.
What is it?
You've caught me unaware. Christmas joke.
All right. I'll give you a couple. We'll give you a couple.
Yeah, right.
Santa's favourite snack food?
Go on.
Crisp Pringles.
Yeah, that's all right.
I got one. Okay, go ahead. What do you call Father Christmas when he's had too much soft drink?
Don't know.
Fanta Claus. That's not bad.
Oh, that's good.
What is Santa Claus's dog's name?
I don't know.
Santa's little helper?
Santa Paws.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
What do you get when you cross a duck with Santa?
I don't know.
A Christmas quacker.
Yes. Very nice. That's the way.
We'll see you next week. Back.
We got there.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.